Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Today is March 8, 1920. I want to welcome you this morning and thank you for waking up to join us. And we all join in prayer and agree this morning. So thank you again for joining Proud Praise and Delivery Ministry. And this week, let this week be a wonderful, blessed week in Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be happy and glad in this day, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Heavenly Father, we come together agreeing and praying in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you that we have faith and doubt not. When we command mountains to move, they move. Therefore, we speak unto the mountains, the obstacles set to hinder the divine health of our immediate extended and church family. We command you obstacles and every sickness, disease, pain, virus, and infirmity to be thy removed and be thy cast into the sea. In Jesus' name, devil, you get your hands off our family. Jesus Christ, destroy your every work. We curse at the root every attack upon their health. Lose them and let them go. In Jesus' name, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, every internal organ system and cells of our body manifest the life of God. We believe it and we receive it. The blood of Jesus covers our family. Every enemy to health, we command you to flee in Jesus' name. Jehovah Ropa heals us and keeps us in perfect health all the days of our life. And we never be sick again. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. The blessing of Abraham has come upon us. And we have received divine health through faith. We consider not our own bodies, but we consider Jesus, and by his stripes we were healed. The resurrection, miracle working power of God is manifested now, has quickened our mortal bodies, and has rooted out every image of sickness and disease. We destroy all souls tied to people, activities, and addictions that will cause damage to ourselves, our mental or physical health. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Said in your word that pure and undefiled religion is to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to help himself unspotted from the world. We lift them up to you right now. Please, please show your people how to defend the poor and fatherless, the widows and abandoned mothers, how we should do justice to the afflicted and needy. Raise up leadership, Lord, to deliver the poor and needy and rid them out of the hands of the wicked. Help us bring understanding and light to all poor and disadvantaged people of this earth, and to set their foundation back on course. Remove the wolves from sheepfold and gather back your flock that has been scattered. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Father, we pray, Lord, that you protect the homeless that's out on the streets, Lord. Shelter them, Lord, with housing. And, Lord, protect them, guide them, Lord. Put someone in their life, Lord, that they that they hear what they need to hear, that they be covered, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I pray for those out there crying out to you, Heavenly Father, right now. Oh, yes, 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 that they need, Lord, whatever the situation might be, Lord. Oh, yes, they're crying out to you, call your name right now. Help me, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Help them. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, pray for the backsliders, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Some of them are struggling to get back, and some of them is out there just not aware of even considering that they have backslid, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, I just pray, Heavenly Father, that you are bringing them back, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm praying right now for those that's in the hospital, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, touch them, Lord. They need a healing right now, Lord. They're crying out to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, I'm praying for those that have COVID virus. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch their family members, Lord. Send the comforter, Lord. Let them comfort, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Praying for those that have lost ones, have got their wings, Heavenly Father, and moved on, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. For they'll be dearly missed, Lord. And their family members need comforting, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, help them deal with the situation of their family members receiving being called from this earth, Lord, moving on, transition. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, they need you. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Strengthen them, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Touch their mind, Lord. Put someone there to them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for the kids that's in school, Lord, in the classroom, Lord. Oh, just praising you for protecting them and praising you to continue from protecting them, Heavenly Father, ongoing. Thank you, Lord, and praying for those at home, schooling, Heavenly Father, virtual learning. Lord, give them patience, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Give them a desire to pay attention, to learn, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're praying for, destroy chaos in family between family members, Lord. Oh, build that bridge back, Heavenly Father, for those that are in need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There'll be love, Lord. There'll be communication, Lord. There'll be understanding, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, praying for the first responders, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, continue protecting them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's who you are, a protector. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those that in need financially, Heavenly Father. Those behind in their bills, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Whatever the financial situation might be, Lord. Oh, that's who you are. You are a provider, Lord. Provide for them, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, you are a way maker. Make a way for them, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Open doors, Lord, for those in need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. There's nothing impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And we trust in you. We have faith in you. We believe in you, Lord. We know you are the life and you are the way, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We surrender all to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. I praise you. We praise you right now for your faithfulness, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, for your goodness, Lord. For your favor, Heavenly Father. For your protection, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, hallelujah, 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 Lord. Lord, praying right now for whatever is going on in our life, our family member life, Lord. You know everything, Lord. Just asking you to take care of it, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 not in our name, but in Jesus' name. Meet every need, meet every heart desire, meet every dream. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, praying for businesses, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. That their businesses continue to bloom and blossom, Lord, financially, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And those that haven't, Lord, bless them, Lord. Oh, yes, that business start climbing higher and higher and higher. Financially, oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. Father, we just pray, Lord, for those that are not able to hear you, Lord, when you speak. Pray that you intervene, that they hear your voice and know that it is your voice, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And those of us that hear your voice, let us hear more of you. Talk to us more and more, Lord. Let us hear more of your voice. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Magnify, magnify, magnify more spiritual in us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Pour more and more of the Holy Spirit in us. Oh, yes, on a daily basis, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Father God, there's no one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, no one like you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that may have heart problems, Lord. We're praying that you just touch them, Lord. Touch wherever and whoever need to be touched for their situation, for the person with people with car problems, Lord, that the need be met, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. That the situation be taken care of, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you said just have a faith of a mustard seed, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 and we believe in, Lord. For everything that we pray for, Lord. Oh, yes, it's come to pass, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, this, Lord, we pray that this is our season, Heavenly Father. This 2021 is our season. Oh, yes, yes, yes. We pray for it and we believe it. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, we stand on your word, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, just want to thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that don't know you, Heavenly Father. For those that don't know you, Lord, that they come, that someone be there to tell them about you, Lord, so that they can receive you, Lord, in their life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lord, we pray for blessings and miracles in our lives, Lord, in our family lives, Heavenly Father. In our friends' lives, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name, Lord. We're praying for the ministers, the pastors, the teachers, the bishops, Heavenly Father, evangelists, Heavenly Father. Oh, continue speaking to them, Heavenly Father, and guiding them, Heavenly Father, and giving them the word. Oh, yes, 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 the word that you want to be spread. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, and continue stretching them, Lord. Keeping their head, so they keep their head up, Lord. Oh, yes, and do your work, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we love you with more than words to ever say, Heavenly Father. If we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough praise, Almighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Heavenly Father, we just come to you and ask you to continue empowering us, continue strengthening us, Lord, continue opening our eyes that we can see as you see, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, that we can walk like you walk, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Oh, yes, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just we pray, Lord, that you just take our hand and walk with us, Lord, and guide us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, continue opening doors for us, Lord. Oh, yes. And Lord, and blessing us physically, spiritually, and financially, and in health, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Thank you. Oh, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, and I connect my prayer along with all the prayers that are being prayed on this line and agreeing as I agree, and all the prayers that are praying over this land at this hour with Father, who are in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us and everybody we're praying for, give us this day our daily bread, forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But you are our King, and you are our power and our glory. And we all agree and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, hallelujah. This morning, I would like to speak on being blessed. Let us get ready to be blessed. When we start believing this about ourselves, we have to believe stuff about ourselves and what God says. See, God wants us to learn how to bless, to be blessed, how to bless ourselves. This is about receiving, believing what God says about us. Did you know we actually honor God when we bless what God blesses? Studies tell us that our thoughts and our words come from what we believe. So without even trying, we're always being pulled toward what we think of ourselves. Therefore, are you speaking words of life, faith, and victory? Or are you thinking and speaking defeat, loss, and mediocrity? In other words, are you blessing yourself or cursing yourself? I know curse is a strong word, but Scripture says in Proverbs 18:21, words kill, words give life. They are either poison or fruit. You can choose. If you're thinking and saying negative things about yourself, you're speaking death and defeat into your future. Here's the thing. You can't speak defeat and have victory. You can't speak lack and have abundance. You can't speak sickness and enjoy good health. The truth is, what you receive, believe, and speak over yourself is so important. And the way we change is not by telling yourself how bad you are. That only invites more difficulties. Instead, all through your day, start speaking victory and start saying words of life. Start blessing yourself. I'm disciplined. I'm determined. I'm strong. I will overcome this obstacle. Jesus is the great I am, and my Jesus lives inside of me. Every time you speak blessings over yourself, it grows deeper in your spirit. It becomes more ingrained in your thinking. You see, God didn't make a mistake with you. He didn't have a bad day when he was creating you. He knew the area where you were struggled, but if you keep being negative towards yourself, it will keep you from your destiny. You already have all the talents you need. You come from the right family. You are well able to reach your destiny. When you're tempted to say something negative about yourself, turn it around. Not attractive enough? No. You are fearful, wonderfully, and beautifully made. Think you reach your limit? No. You are surrounded by favor. God is taking you from glory to glory. Made too many mistakes? No. You are given, forgiven, redeemed, and restored. There's a calling on your life as assignment that only you can accomplish. The world needs your gifts, your talent, your smile, your love. Start believing in yourself. For years, a friend of mine struggled to stop smoking. He tried to quit again and again, but wasn't able to do it. He was constantly saying, "It's too hard. I'll never break it. I don't have the willpower." He didn't realize that he was cursing himself. I told him what I'm telling you. You have to change what you're saying. You have to start blessing yourself. Every day start declaring, "I am strong. I am disciplined. This addiction doesn't control me." Even when smoking, my friend tried this different approach. He would say, "Lord, thank you that I am free." And that thought told him, "Are you kidding? You're not free. You're just as addicted as you were before." The scripture says, "Let the weak say I'm strong." That's Joel 3:10. Don't describe the weakness. Call in strength. Call in freedom. Call in God unmerited favor. Something interesting started happening about 6 months later. He began to dislike the taste of cigarettes. He thought it was a bad batch, but the taste got worse and worse. He got to the point where he couldn't stand it. He stopped smoking. Today, he's been free for over 8 years. It all started when he stopped cursing himself and began blessing himself. Psalm 34:12-13 says, "Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies." We think that only means don't tell lies to other people, but it also means don't tell lies about yourself. Don't say things that contradict what God says about you. If you're going to see this good, long, prosperous, amazing life, then you have to do something very important. Speak what is true. Declare promises. Bless yourself. As you do, I believe and declare you're going to see dreams come to pass, promises fulfilled, abundance and influence for far greater than anything you'll imagine. Like my friend who stopped smoking, it's going to be easy to doubt it, think it's too much, or suppose it could ever never happen, but that's why we have to bless ourselves and speak the word to ourselves. We have to speak the word in. Yep, we have to say good things, change it, turn it around. Okay, no matter what has happened in your past, keep hope alive in your heart. start every day full of faith, believing and declaring, my time is now. Remember, we have a God-given destiny to fulfill, and how you handle distractions is key to unlocking your potential, your path of favor, victory, and blessings. At night, what you know is in your heart. God is going to amaze you. Friends, what looks impossible, God is going to make possible. Where you haven't seen a way, he is going to make a way. And no matter what has happened in your past, I believe your time is now. This is one thing can shift everything in your favor. How you deal with distractions and battles in life is so important. It's time to move into new levels of breakthrough and be done with distractions so you can have more freedom and purpose. So we have to be mindful not to speak bad things, curses in our lives, and we have to watch out for distractions that will hinder us. So let's all just keep that in mind and in our thoughts. When things come to us, we got to turn it around. So I just hope everybody got something out of that. And right now, what I'm gonna ask everybody to do is we're gonna give God some praise this morning. So everybody, just come in, unmute your phone, and come in and let's praise God for things that you already asked God for, somebody else or yourself, your family or whoever. So unmute your phones and all come in.
Hallelujah.
Bless
your
right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you need your faith. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, your kingdom come and your will be done.
The greatness of heaven, in the name of Jesus, you, God, and worship you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God,
in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you right now, God, that we give everything to you, Father. Everything that we can be better than you. Let us, Lord, rise with the faces right now, God, and we give everything to you. Not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, my spirit, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, for faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, for new mercies this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah. We're no longer dead. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Everything that we are, we belong, we owe it to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The earth is full of the kindness of love, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, peace be filled in our mind and our belly, Father. In the name of Jesus, knowing that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. In the mighty name of Jesus, and that greater is he that is in us. And he that is in the world, in the name of Jesus, that hallelujah, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, hallelujah, that he is risen from the dead, hallelujah, because he is Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Father, for knowing that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that is Lord, God, in the mighty name. In the name of Jesus, Father, we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus, that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that we
thank you
right now,
that
we are victorious, Lord, that we are to have the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for prayer and worship. Hallelujah. Supernaturally, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God.
This is Deborah, just listening.
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Come on, Apostle Horsley. I need prayer for a young man named Derek. He has seizures. The Lord will heal him of the seizures.
Good morning, Apostle Horsley.
Good morning. This is Grace.
Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
Could y'all go again? Two win at one time.
Good morning, Sister Alaska.
Good morning. Did y'all start again? I couldn't hear that. I think I heard Sister Darlene, Pastor Darlene, one of the two Darlene. Could you speak again, please?
Good morning. This is Darlene M. I'm listening.
Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning.
Okay, Lois.
Juanita was speaking. She said,
wait a minute. Did I hear Lois?
Yes.
Okay, this is Darlene B. I have a couple of prayer requests. Good morning, everybody. I have a cousin by the name of Raymond who needs healing from, he's got cancer. They're doing some kind of treatment for him. My Uncle Ewitt will be going into surgery next week. Don't know what the surgery is about, but just pray for his, a good report when he goes into surgery. So pray for him. And then Uncle Marvin, who is got needs healing in his body. Thank you.
Good morning, Pastor. Black bondage, Charlie. Anybody else have to give your name? Okay. Anybody else omitted a prayer request? Okay. So, this morning, I'm ready to let for all of us to come in, and I'm going to ask Pastor Darlene to read the prayer requests out, and we all come in and do a corporate prayer for the prayer request.
All right, we're going to pray for Cameron that he will keep his mind straight and he's suicidal, so we're going to bind that demon up. Sister Sheila needs a miracle. Sister Yvonne's neighbor has cancer. Derek has seizures. Raymond needs healing from cancer. Ewitt going to surgery. And then Uncle Marvin needs healing in his body. Those are the requests that I heard.
Okay.
Sister Gladys,
everybody.
I asked for prayer for my grandson. Sister Gladys. His name is Cameron Rasco. I asked for prayer for him.
Okay.
Then he's suicidal.
Right. Okay. We got it.
Everybody come in. Let's do a corporate prayer.
All right. Lord, we just thank
God,
For the victories in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, because we are more than a
overcome through the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, God. Thank you, our close city. We thank you, our close city. We thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. I come up with you with longest long
precious. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you,
Lord, for all these morning. Thank you, Sister Marie, for leading us this morning. And we will keep in mind those of you who may have gotten on late. She was telling us about it's time for us to be blessed, and we have to speak blessings. Speak blessings and not curses for our lives. And sometimes we don't realize that we are cursing ourselves by what we say. So we have to keep in mind that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it shall eat the fruit thereof. By our words we are justified, and by our words we are condemned. So we want to keep that in mind as we go forward. We're looking forward to what the Lord has in store for us. We are believing that even though we may go through some trials, that we will become the ones that God has designed us to be, because sometimes we have to go through the fire so that we can be in a fire. You go in the fire and all the impurities are removed and you come out like pure gold. So we're trusting the Lord to help us in all that we're doing, and that he will keep us faithful to him. So let's be faithful to the Lord, faithful to his word, because his word is rich, his word is powerful, his word is everything that we need. And so it's important that we put the word of God on whatever it is that we're doing, and we speak the word of God, we will see him do wondrous things, wonderful things for us. We know that God has given us his word so that we can use it for his glory. And so we're going to glorify the Lord in all that we do. And so this morning I just make a declaration, because he says in his word, if you decree a thing, it shall be established in the word of God, and the light of God shall shine upon your way, so it shall come to pass. So I'm making the declaration that my family, our families, are covered by the blood of Jesus. We have on the whole armor of God. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that we resist the devil and he flees, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and we pray and we seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, because the Lord is with us. And we will cast all of our cares upon him, because he cares for us. We must delight ourselves in the Lord, and he shall give us the desires of our heart. And our heart's desires is the desire of God. Whatever God desires for us, that's what we want. So I decree for every sister and brother that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. And I pray that we send it back to the sender through the power of the Lord, and we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And once again, I thank everyone who has sown into the ministry and into my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And we decree right now that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some shall multiply 30, some 60, some 100-fold. And I also speak the word of God as spoken in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of our fathers makes us 1,000 times more than what we are, and bless you as he has promised you. So if you planted a seed, expect that seed to grow. It shall multiply. Yes, in the name of Jesus. So let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. He will put us in a sure place. As we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you. I appreciate you coming here daily, sharing what God is doing, putting your faith with our faith. And we see God moving mightily. We see God changing things in people's lives that we pray for. We don't know everything that God is doing, but we know that when we pray, we believe that we shall receive those things that we are believing God to do. So keep on trusting in the Lord. Keep on speaking those positive words for yourself and for your family. and see God bring things to pass in Jesus' name. Go today believing that God is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you, and that he's going to be with you no matter what is going on in your life. So we speak to every storm that we say, peace be still in Jesus' name. I love you all. Come back tomorrow. We'll see what God has for us, and have a beautiful day. Enjoy the sunshine.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.